91X News.
It's 6 degrees and getting colder. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. Robocalls were the center of attention yesterday as 75 people showed up to Market Square in Belleville's downtown to rally. 91X reporter Renee Rogers was there and has the story.
We demand that the Canadian Elections Act impose meaningful consequences for wrongdoing. So please make sure that you sign that.
That's Lenore Begley, the president of the local Liberal Riding Association. The group organized a rally at Belleville's Market Square last night to demonstrate to local MP Daryl Cramp that people in this riding are angry about robocalls. People in the crowd were asked to sign a petition urging Cramp to demand a full judicial review of 31,000 complaints Canadians have made about harassing robocalls during last spring's election. Bill Tomlinson from near Stirling says he received one of those calls.
One of them was 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 in the morning, 3 a.m. The other two were around 11, 12.
Barbara Windfeld feels it's important to make her views known about the calls to local politicians.
I just was concerned. You know, I got an email saying we're having a rally, and I just wanted to come out because, as the speaker said, you know, if you don't show your concern, you're doing nothing.
Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
A new extension was announced for the Prince Edward Hastings Health Unit. It is said to be 6,000 square feet, and renovations will be done as well. The project is scheduled to cost around $9 million. Carol Snell, the media relations spokeswoman for the Prince Edward Hastings Health Unit, explains the renovation.
It's currently rented space that we won't be using anymore, and the building is also not in good repair, so if we renovate the building, that we'll see some cost savings from having to repair the building as often as we've had to.
An $11 million budget was also approved by the board, but Snell insists that that was simply coincidence. Federal Labor Minister Lisa Ray is stepping in to prevent a work stoppage at Air Canada next week. The minister is sending the dispute between the airlines and two of its unions to Canadian Industrial Relations Board. Pilots rejected Air Canada's last offer, but the airline sent a new one in, saying it's their best and final. 8,600 baggage handlers, cargo agents, and mechanics are also set to strike over pension issues. Raid is watching both disputes and has moved swiftly in the past to intervene in threatened work stoppages. Immediate changes to search and rescue protocol is the military's plan after the death of Labrador boy earlier this year. Issues were raised after it took 2 days for military aircraft to join the search for Burton Winters of Makovic. Defense Minister Peter McKay says a recruit of the review, military officials will now actively check with provincial authorities to see if help is needed.
In the search for Mr. Winters and prior to this review, the onus was on provincial authorities, the legal authority and lead for ground search and rescue, to call the military and to request additional assets if required.
That's 91X News to 404. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
There will be one game tonight on local ice as the Picton Pirates and the Campbellford Rebels meet tonight for Game 3 in their best-of-seven series. The teams are deadlocked at a 1-1 tie. The puck drops at 7:30. In NHL hockey, 12 games on the schedule tonight, including Winnipeg at Vancouver, Montreal at Edmonton, and the New York Rangers at Ottawa. In basketball, a quiet night on the hardwood as the Dallas Mavericks will take a 4-game road losing streak to Phoenix. Orlando visits Chicago in the only other game on the NBA schedule. Ontario's Glenn Howard is back in familiar territory at the Canadian Men's Curling Championship in Saskatoon, which is in the playoffs. In 14 prior appearances, Howard has now made the playoffs 13 times. But the skip says the road to the Final Four this year was the toughest ever, partly because lead Craig Seville was ill from the start of the tournament.
This is the longest, hardest grind that we've ever done at a Brier. And again, 5 extra end games, I don't care if you win or lose, those are tough on you. And and Craig, I got to give him credit. He's not feeling very well, and he's played awesome since, you know, having 2 games off.
The top 4 teams at day's end get playoff berths. And in baseball, All-Star reliever David Robertson won't be in the lineup for today's Grapefruit League game against Toronto. The New York Yankee fell down some stairs last night while moving boxes in his spring training home and sprained his right foot. Robertson was slated to make an appearance today against the Blue Jays in Dunedin. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin McKay with 91X Weather.
As the afternoon closes in, you better put your evening jackets on. Today we'll see periods of rain ending late this afternoon, then cloudy, temperature going down to around 3 degrees. Tonight will be windy as the rain clears, low dropping down to minus 7. Friday, mainly cloudy, flurries beginning in the afternoon and leaving early in the evening, high plus 1. It's 6 degrees. I'm Austin Mackay with Renee Rogers, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.